Chopper and on to first, and one away here in the top of the first inning of Game 2 on February 18th, 2024. Simon Fraser at Penguin Field. Ducklow goes down. And here is Grace McMillan. McMillan hit the ball hard three times in the earlier game. She had a run scored. Now she has her first base hit of the day. Second base hit of the day, in fact. Her first at-bat back in game one. And now a chopper up the middle with one away. McMillan, the runner at first. Here's Abby McGlynn. Listening to Penguin Radio from Dominican University of California. 24 seasons of DU softball on the air. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Abby McGlynn is back to the screen. One strike on her. Kristen Davidoke is on deck. McGlynn, the three-hole hitter. Throw down to second as the runner goes, not in time. A called strike on McGlynn, so she's behind on the count 0-2 with one down. Next pitch is upstairs, 1-2. Up to the second stats. And there's some impressive stuff going on. Chopper down to third. On to first in time, two away. Grace McMillan is sacrificed down to second base on the play. For the Penguins, is that Alyssa Rue down there at third? Okay. Okay. Alyssa Rue with a brilliant defensive move on that last play. Now a swing and a miss at a fastball to the Simon Fraser slugger, Kristen Davidoke. One strike on her with Cassidy Affelt on deck. Davidoke starting at third here in game two. There's a changeup, swung on and missed. One and one with Grace McMillan, the runner at second base. Two down. Oh, up and in. A little chin song as Davidoke leans back. Two and one. I'm sure she could hear that one going past her. It was up and in big time. She's back in there now. Stettler deals. Fastball is looped. And Settler comes out of the circle and makes a brilliant grab, underhanded catch. Oh, what a beautiful defensive play by the Penguin pitcher, robbing Kristen Davidoke of an infield hit after a half an inning here in game two. The Penguins are coming up and no score right here at Dominican University of California. Everybody, everybody, let's clean. Get messy, loud and sick. Your mind fast, no more on another head trip. Welcome back, everybody, in the bottom of the first inning as the rain has definitely started. The question is, will it rain hard enough? Or will it just remain drizzly? It's not that cold out, actually. The day started under blue skies and a ton of sunshine. Tiare Guerrero will lead off for Juliana Santos and the mighty Dominicans, and she takes a high strike. A called strike one to the leadoff batter, Guerrero. Melissa Garcia is on deck. Garcia and then Saucedo here in the Penguin half of the first inning. And now a quick circle visit. Just
Guerrero starting at shortstop here in game two. And Guerrero's back in there now. Nothing in one. Oh, a late called strike two. 0-2. Here's the 0-2 delivery. Low and away, 1-2 to the Penguin leadoff batter, Terade Guerrero. So with our updated stats, after her terrific first game today, Guerrero is batting an impossible 500 on the season, and she plays every game. Chopper back to the circle, on to first, not in time. Guerrero beats it out. She has another hit, and she just went over 500. Holy cow. That's her 15th at-bat of the season. Guerrero is 8 for 15. Holy cow, is she great. Anybody batting with a 5 that starts their number, their batting average number, is that's right up there with the great ones. Swing and a steal and a strike, and the steal is completed by Guerrero. Stolen base, Garcia behind the count 0-1 with that intentional swing and steal. Guerrero's back in there 1-1. Check it. Melissa Garcia is back in there 1-1. Saucedo's on deck. Guerrero, the runner at second base. Monica Bork in the circle. Deals. It's chopped back to her. And Melissa Garcia is gone 1-3, but the Penguins have a runner at third with just one away. Here's Morgan Saucedo. Yeah, now Mount Tam is completely obstructed. You could see the dark clouds beyond Mount Tam out in left field, and now you can't even see Mount Tam. It feels like it's right on top of us, but still, it's just a little bit of light drizzle. If anything, right now, the first pitch to the Penguins' designated player, Morgan Saucedo, is taken for a strike. Alyssa Rue, the cleanup batter, is on deck. For now, Guerrero is the runner at third base. Saucedo, the right-handed hitter, stands in. Popped her up foul first base side. Oh, 2, and the rain just started. So what was just a slightest drizzle just turned into something very different. And just out of nowhere, bingo, it hit, and it's hit very hard. Here's the 0-2. Chopped foul down the third base line. Just looking at the San Rafael forecast, light rain is expected to stop in 36 minutes and then start again 8 minutes after that. Throughout the day, it looks like up to 80% here in San Rafael. That's a lot. Saucedo stands in and she takes up and away. 1-2. We have to get to the middle of the fifth, bottom five, for it to be an official game. So we have to go five complete innings for it to be official. And here we are in the first. And there's a wild pitch. And a run scores on the play. Guerrero comes in, heads up, base running, as the pitch got by Lizzie Sugrave. And the Penguins lead 1-0. Sugrave, pardon me. I made that same mistake in the first game. There's a line shot over to third on a one-hop scalding shot to third. Cassidy Affelt is able to make a tremendous move on it and got Saucedo 5-3, two away. Here's Alyssa Rue. Well, Guerrero came up with a line shot, infield hit, and has subsequently scored to put the Penguins up here in the bottom of the first inning. We're in game two, everybody. First pitch from Bork is a drop ball, and that's low, 1-0. Olivia Lee is on deck. Alyssa Rue, the Penguin third baseman. She stands and takes 2-0. And now there's rain on the windows between us and the field, which is not more than 2 feet from us. We're just straight behind home plate. But it seems like it's lightened up a little bit. Breaking ball is swung on and fouled over the screen. Two balls and one strike on the Penguins cleanup batter, Alyssa Rue. Monica Bork deals, backhanded on the line, shot off of Bork's glove, over to Grace McMillan, on to first, and Rue is gone on a strong throw from short. What a great play by Grace McMillan, the Simon Fraser shortstop. Well, in the Penguins' half of the first inning, they managed to get a run across, and that's where we stand, 1-0 as the rain continues. And it looks like it's coming in from due west. Top two coming up. Cassidy Affelt, Caitlin Zagari, Lizzie Sugrave, Penguin Radio. Everybody. Top two, 1-0. DU, Stettler in the circle. She kicks and deals to the leadoff batter here for Simon Fraser. Cassidy Affelt, the five-hole hitter. She takes up and away 1-0. Umpires came and conferred with our assistant athletics director, Spencer Shamo. Spencer being a meteorologist of sorts, at least for today he is, a called strike to Affelt, 1-1. Convince the umpire that it's just light rain and that we should play on. Called strike outside black. And it's one ball and two strikes to Cassidy Affelt, the shortstop starting for Simon Fraser. This might be an advantage for the Red Leafs. This is the type of weather that they're from British Columbia. Change up to third. Low throw, and she's safe as Alyssa Rue just heaved it over there a little low and now taps herself on the chest as if to say, well, that one's on me. So Cassidy Affelt is aboard E5. And here's Caitlin Zagari. Light rain forecast for the next 50 minutes, 5-0. And if it doesn't get any heavier than this, I think we can play and safely play a foul tip to Caitlin Zagari, one strike on her. If it gets too much heavier, it's going to be tough for the pitchers to hold on to the ball and certainly to impart any of the side spin they put on so many different pitches. And yes, we can see Mount Tam in the distance again. Perhaps that indicates some clearing. A line shot up the middle. That's a base hit into center field for Caitlin Zegarry. So she roped it. She moved Cassidy Affelt to second base. And now here's Lizzie Sugreve. Sugreve, a right-handed hitter, steps in, and just looking from this morning, Sugreve did have a run scored and a base hit in the fourth of the first game. Uh-oh, and a pass ball will allow everyone to move up, and that you don't see from Gano very often. I'm going to blame that one on the rain. So Affelt to third on the pass ball. Zegarry to second, and Lizzie Sugreve is ahead in the count, 1-0. Now a low pitch is taken, 2-0. Catherine Lucier on deck. 2-0 now with two on. Nobody out. There's a rise ball, and that's high, 3-0. So it's just enough rain to impede perhaps the pitcher and their grip on the ball as Stetler, of course, deals a perfect strike with a ton on it, completely tearing down my theory. Stetler, as she spins the ball and kind of rubs it off, walked him full. So Affelt at third, Zegarry at second. Sugreve is now at first as a result of the walk. And Catherine Lucier, her first at-bat of the afternoon, did not play in game one. Lucier with a chance to do something very nice for Simon Frazier. She takes a called strike across the knees. Hitting in the eight hole with Annika Jensen on deck. Three on, nobody out. Top two. Next pitch is a called strike. No, it's not. He said he said something. Okay, he's calling out ball. Oftentimes they say nothing when it's a ball. 1-1. Catherine Lucier, the designated player, and she's going to pick up a couple of RBIs with a line shot into right field. No, just one in. Snap throw over to third base, and the runner scurries back to the bag. Scoring on the play is Cassidy Affelt, Zegarry at third, Sugreve to second, and Catherine Lucier with an RBI single to right field brings up Annika Jensen. Yeah, Jensen. Jensen starting in right field. The rain let up. What looked like was driving a moment ago has really let up quite a bit. Bases are loaded. One run in. It's a tie ball game. 1-1. But Frazier's looking to bust this thing open. Next pitch from Stetler. Chopped towards short. Throw home is in time. Gano steps on the plate, gets the force out on Catherine Zegarry. So Zegarry is the first out of this, the top of the second inning, on a 6-2 put out. Jensen reaches on a sacrifice, and she's at first. Lucier goes to second base. And the bases are still loaded because Sugreve is now at third. As Megan Ducklow stands in looking for her first base hit of this game, two. Bases loaded, one away. changeup is powered into shallow left. Oh, a diving catch. No, a diving attempt at a catch from the Penguins left fielder, Kalen Perales. The throw did come in, and the runner was tagged. So, on the play, it turns out that Megan Ducklow is at first base on an error. That's E7. No error. All right. A base hit for Ducklow to left field. Oh, it's a force out. Okay, so she reaches on a fielder's choice. It's not a base hit. Reaches on a fielder's choice. The run came in. That was Sugreve. And now it's 2-1. Forced out at third base was Lucier. 7-5. And Jensen moves over to second base. And here's Grace McMillan, who stands in 0-1. Abby McGlynn is on deck. Oh, the changeup was right there. And McMillan decides to take its 1-1. Stetler. That was just such a good pitch. Third base side of the rubber, and this fouls up. That might have caught our home plate umpire on the mask. 1-2 on her now. McMillan with a base hit back in the first inning, straight up the middle, is behind in the count 1-2. 0-2? Is it 0-2 or is it? No, it's 1-2, I think. Either way, chop towards short. Uh-oh, that gets away from everybody, but underhanded to second base. The slide, and as it turns out, Ducklow is safe at second. And I thought Juliana Santos might want to talk to the umpire about that, because Tiare Guerrero, it got away from her for a moment, but she scooped it up to the covering Alexis Abalos at second. But everybody's safe. Now the bases are loaded, and here's Abby McGlynn. McGlynn, a left-handed hitter, hit into a 5-3 sacrifice in her last at-bat, takes outside 1-0. Annika Jensen is at third base. Ducklow is at second base. Grace McMillan's at first base. And after a called strike, Abby McGlynn is even in the count 1-1. David Duke on deck. Two down, two in. Fly ball, third base line, and foul. Two runners in here in the second inning, and the rain seems like it's let up completely now. Is it just raining ever so slightly? Yeah, there's not much happening. All right. Here it is. Change up. She went opposite field on the move. Way out there in left field is Kaitlyn Perales. She hauls it in. Abby McGlynn goes down 5 to the covering 7 to end it. Frazier gets 2 across in the top of the second inning and lead it 2-1. Olivia Lee will hit, followed by Kaitlyn Perales and Alicia Garcia. Bottom two coming up. Rainy day softball here in San Rafael. Lose control, a body of soul. Don't move too fast, people just take us. Lose your mind, this is the time you're... Welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the second inning where the Red Leafs had a Simon Fraser University lead by a score of 2-1. We're here at Penguin Field at the John F. Allen Sports Complex at Dominican University of California, where athletics director is Amy Henkelman. Olivia Lee leads things off for the Dominicans, and her first pitch is fouled back to the screen. 1 strike on her. Kaitlyn Perales on deck. Alicia Garcia in the hole. The next pitch is just misses on the outside part of the plate. 1-1. Lee, the left-handed veteran for the Penguins, stands in and swings at a fastball and fouls it back to the screen. One ball and two strikes. Next pitch from Monica Bork is upstairs 2-2. Lee starts game two batting 294. And this is her 18th at-bat of the season. 2-2 count to the five-hole hitter Olivia Lee. Way up in the box. Hammered into right field down the first base line. Down to a knee is Annika Jansen. She scoops it up, and Olivia Lee is aboard with a single. And that's how we start the bottom of the second inning in this 2-1 ball game. Caitlin Perales, the starting left fielder. Perales, the left-handed hitter, steps in but has to check her notes under her left, on her left wrist. To double check and make sure she remembers what her notes that she made about the pitcher. The first pitch is a swing and a steal, and this gets away from the covering Janique Balkan. And Olivia Lee steals on the very first pitch. Perales behind in the count 0-1 with Garcia on deck. And they're switching out balls virtually every batter now, which I think is smart. Because the infield, oh, here we go, as the rain is really picking up now, and it's expected to go for a while. Here's the next pitch. Oh, that chopped up and hit her bat twice. That's a strike. 0-2 to Perales, the starting left fielder. And I can really hear it on top of our opulent broadcast booth here behind home plate. Ah, yeah. Rain is coming in. So the foul ball, she bunted it, and it popped up and hit her bat a second time. Now she chops it up toward the pitcher. Bork's got it onto first. Oh, the strong throw in time. What a superb play. Perales is so fast that Bork had to make a perfect throw, and that's exactly what she did. 1-3 put out. That moves Olivia Lee to third base, and here's Alicia Garcia, the Penguins' first baseman. And a new game ball is brought in between for every batter. The rain is coming down now consistently, steadily. And if it starts coming in any harder, we're going to have to postpone. But just as I say that, it lets up a little bit. Garcia squares to bunt. The throw down to third gets away from everybody. And Olivia Lee scores on the play. So Garcia takes for a strike on the play. Olivia Lee scores and ties the game 2-2. Now there's no one on, and Alicia stands in, a right-handed hitter. Hands are very high. Bork looks in. A breaking ball is taken, low and away, 1-1. Haley Gonneau is on deck. For now, it's the Penguins' veteran first baseman, Alicia Garcia. Next pitch is again low and away, 2-1. And it seems like Bork is just trying to stay away from Alicia. Right-handed hitter. The last two pitches have been low and away. I don't think she wants to give her anything to pull. Garcia's got power. And that's low in the dirt, 3-1. Well, everything started with Olivia Lee and a base hit, then a stolen base. And with some excellent base running, Lee was able to come across. And here's Bork's delivery. And that's up and away, and she walked her. And uh-oh, and now it's coming hard, real hard. And all the players have retired, and the umpires are going to leave the field. And we'll come back when we have an official word on what's going to happen here, everybody. You're listening to Penguin Radio. Should be very soon that we'll know if we're going to be able to play any more softball today as the coaches are getting together. We're back as soon as we can. All right, we're back, everybody, with an update on the weather, and that is the weather's terrible. And the weather is not conducive to safe softball. And what we don't want is the field to be in such condition that the players are not safe. So the game has been officially called. One official game that the Penguins won 7-4, and game two has been called. And it's not just in, we're not going to wait it out. We've got a massive storm coming into this part of Northern California, and it's going to be quite a while until the field would be ready to play. That's after the rain stopped, and it doesn't look like it's going to stop until sometime around midnight, according to the weather service. So, there you go. We got in a game and a third, and if you're here for some excellent softball and a really good time, that's exactly what you had right here. We certainly did. For Spencer Shammo and everybody else here at Dominican, thanks for spending your afternoon with us. We'll see you next time, everybody, right here on Penguin Radio.